The Rural Community Alliance started out as Save Our Schools in 2003, in a fight to keep small school districts up and running. They gained national attention with the Save Our Post Office campaign January 2012, being published in the New York Times. The organization now has 55 chapters in rural communities scattered across Arkansas. The Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation recently awarded the group a $175,000 grant to help these societies thrive. RCA Executive Director Renee Carr is from a rural community. Her passion comes from personal experience.
Well, I grew up rural, and it's a way of life that we see attacked. And it really becomes personal when your own school is under threat of being consolidated or annexed. And that was the situation my own community was in back in 2004 and 2005. And we were able to mobilize and gain support from our receiving district to keep that from happening. And thankfully, we're still an open campus, kindergarten through 12th grade school with just over 200 students. And I'd like to see that be the case all over the state, that you have community schools where children can go, where parents have access because it's close, and they have a close relationship with their teachers.
Carr says that the health and vitality of the schools is reflected in the community, and vice versa. Part of that is the Community Revitalization Project and how the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation first got involved. Cherise West Scantleberry, president of the foundation, explains how this mission fits into their vision.
It is an organization that does its work in communities, in rural communities in Arkansas, with the express purpose of improving life chances in rural communities. So RCA facilitates grassroots-led community revitalization projects in pretty low-wealth, poor rural communities. They provide training to its members. They support youth development. They do advocacy. They do organizing campaigns. And the building of community is at the heart of the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation's vision and mission.
She says that RCA is very important to the state, building resident capacity and youth leadership to address the challenges in small communities, as well as what is important to families and children in them.
And building that voice, actually building the leadership capacity, organizing that voice, ensuring that all people are heard, that they're educated on how they could influence how resources come into and out of their community. That is a vitally important role for an organization to play in Arkansas generally, and in rural communities specifically, where in rural communities, you may not have an organization that is working to build schools, build communities, build leadership for things such as saving post offices.
Or how Title II monies are dispensed more equitably and fairly. Or ensuring that all parents understand and know test scores of their children's schools and how they can help improve their education. Wes Scantleberry says that while there may be representation in the state, it isn't as narrowly focused as that RCA provides, like for low-wealth individuals, those that aren't intentionally sought out for their thoughts and opinions about what's going on in their areas. RCA engages its members
in a collaborative process to identify local and state policies that would favorably impact their rural community. Is an important role and is a great way to harness membership.
One example of how RCA gives a voice to those that have gone unheard is through the website OzarkByways.com, a regional community revitalization project that has brought together 15 North Arkansas communities, like Jasper and Leslie, allowing them to showcase their communities to bring prosperity to their areas. RCA helped them design a website, something they did not previously have, with the goal to bring people and business there.
So what we're starting this year is we're going to do the same type of project in southeast Arkansas, focusing on the four counties in that corner of the state, Chico, Ashley, Drew, and Deshaies, and do kind of the same model, tweaking it to what they need there. So we're excited about that. It's just in the beginning stages. So we see that being kind of a model to use throughout the state. where we're using community development type tools in the communities themselves, but we see that they need to join together as a region in promoting themselves and attracting business.
Carr, director of the Alliance, says another example of their work is a community theater project in Elaine, made possible by a grant from the Arkansas Arts Council. Most of their funding is in the form of grants, many from out-of-state foundations. So Carr says she's thrilled when funding comes through from Arkansas organizations like Winthrop Rockefeller, who has been supporting RCA for about 5 years. This grant is similar to those that they have given in the past.
They have given us a challenge to raise money on our own by the second year. So we are trying to raise $25,000 next year from local sources to augment that budget. And so they help us with a lot of things, technical assistance and linking us with their other partners and grantees so that we have a broader reach.
The Rural Community Alliance has a pretty nifty website of its own. It's thenewrural.org.